The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 29th of September, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing, and I apparently don't know how to set my record settings. With me as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, killer of fine armors, is Elkwin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going, Elkwin?
It's doing okay.
Sorry about that, folks. I had my record settings improperly set. As a friendly reminder, if you wish to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel. Join guk.ogr, it's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. Now, we do have an announcement to make here. The Mythic Alliance... I think I'm saying that correctly. Mythic Alliance. Looking at it here. Mythic Alliance, yes. Big reveal. Guild Hall meet and greet as they reveal their brand new Guild Hall located in South Kinos on the Antonia Vale server. Tier 2 Guild Hall. Go ahead and visit Mythic Alliance. It's happening right now. It's going to be lasting approximately 2 hours. You want to go on in and explore their Guild Hall and rob their vault and molest the gnomes, go right ahead. Well, I'm not sure about molesting the gnomes, but well, come on down to South Kinos. I'm going to be there in a few moments myself. And we'll see what's going on in the brand new Mythic Alliance. And what was your announcement, hon?
Well, I was out here in the Common Lands checking on the Spiral.
Spire, yes.
Because I know the one in Antonica has already been popped.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This one out here is 91%, which means that they've already popped the named guy. I wonder how what the rest of them are doing.
I don't know. Well, you can bounce around and check that out.
I'll bounce around and check those out.
Right, I have received a correction. It's a Mystic Alliance, not Mythic Alliance. Mystic Alliance. And I'm entering that hall right now. I'll have my tribute band with me, and we're going to sing and dance, drink, and pet Kara furry tails and stuff like that. We're going to have a good old time. It might even tickle a fae or two.
Tickling a fae?
Why not? They're fun.
Hey, we got reports. We got somebody out there reporting from Zek, so we'll find out about Zek.
Right.
Anybody else on the AB server, if you're by a Spiral?
Spire,
we're never going to go through this again. Go ahead and report in what the percentage is on these guys, just for shits and giggles.
All right, well, I'm in the Mystic Alliance right now.
That's it, Lyra. Go on out to Lava Frost. You check that one.
Yeah, you check that one out. I tell you what, if the Spire is up in Lava Frost, I will give everyone 200 plat.
What?
Silver Mace wants to know if you can say shit on the show, and yes.
Of course we can't say shit on the show. That would be terrible.
I know. Fuck.
What? I can't believe you dropped that bomb.
Lyra is apparently in the Shard of Love and cannot go check out Lava Frost. Going to the Temple of Love. Mystic Alliance has a nice stage area. Stage area up here looks rather nice. I gotta get me one of these harps so I can put it on my stage. Jethro's house.
What, been harps? That's a faction item.
Oh, it is?
City Merchant.
Ah, okay.
And the City Merchant is where you can get the newest painting.
Yes, you wanted. Do you have a link for them?
Well, I only have a link for mine at the moment.
Well, that's fine. It'll work.
I'm out running around. Mine's not up yet. The first place winner is up, and you should go buy it. It's really good.
Yes, the first place winner on the...
new painting.
What was it? The Timeless Heroes of Norrath?
Yes.
Yes, it was the Timeless Heroes of Norrath. And the first place winner is available up at the... Well, I know it's at the Kinos City Merchant. I'm not sure about the other cities.
Yes, it's there too.
Oh, it is there.
Any of the City Merchants, you can find it. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out which one it is. If you've seen all the other paintings, this one's brand new and it's gorgeous.
Yep. And of course, do you have a link for yours?
Yeah, I do. I just got through zoning. I'll link it in channel.
Okay. Yeah, the Mystic Alliance Guild Hall is looking rather nice. Going around checking everything out.
Now, that's not up yet on the merchants.
Right.
Eventually, it will be. Plus all the other winners, which was, what, nine others?
Yes, 9 second-place winners and 1 first-place winner. The one that Elquin just linked is not available yet.
But it will be sometime.
But that is her winning submission. No, that is not a Soga model. That is a three-dimensional rendering that I did for her entry. And congratulations, baby.
Yep, thank you. Well, it's, both of ours. It's our story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's going to be a total of 10 new paintings for all of us to buy and enjoy in our houses.
Yep.
And I think the frames are killer.
Oh, yeah, the frames are nice.
The thing that excites me the most is Elquin Jenna is now a part of Norrath forever.
Yes, she is. Now, we both are. I have a spell named after me, and you have a painting. Everyone can see how hot you are. I just have a dumb old bear.
Yeah, it looks like the Thundering Steps Spires is only at 16%.
Come on, folks. Thundering Steps. Get out there and do their spire.
I'm almost to the Nariak one. Or Nectulus Forest one. Sorry.
Lyra's going to love this. They have a little Frostfell room in here.
In where? Oh, there?
In the Mystic Alliance Guild Hall. Oh, well, it's not specifically Frostfell, but they have an ice room.
Nectulus Forest is at 16% also.
Ah. So we know where people aren't.
Well, I think they tackled, the common... Antonica was the first one to go. I forgot when that one went. It was the other day I was out there, and it was there. What it allows you to do is not only a port to the overlands, it allows you to port to any other spire. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right this time?
Yes.
Even if it's not finished, which was kind of nice, because I was kind of running around doing all the... I was going to each one and doing all the little quests there and then moving on to the next one. Because you seem to get more of the tokens that way the first time through, mm-hmm. instead of standing there repeating them.
Oh, I was just I was up last night and I decided just to do the one where you run around and getting the broken pieces. I mean, that only takes a minute.
Yeah. If you're not competing against somebody else.
And they spawn. Those pieces respawn very quick.
Where were you doing it at?
Lava Storm. But yeah. I could pick one up, and by the time I turn around, it was back up again.
But if you go from each one of the spires and do little quests, all of them, at least once, you end up with, what did I say, over 150 tokens?
Yeah, something like that.
it was just an insane amount. I did that for 2 days. I got a lot of stuff.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's this over here?
Oh, seems good. So you like the house teleporters, I know that.
Yeah, the house teleporters are good. I also got those new, what are they called? The plaques that send an announcement.
Magic mouths.
The magic mouths, yes. I got some of those. It was a little, they are bugged a little bit, the same as the teleporters. If you set one up and then set the, you can set a radius of when it gives you the announcement. You can make it really far away or really close together, whatever. And then you set the the message, of course. But if you move it after you set that, they won't work.
Also, from what I was reading on the forums, the radius is not so much as a radius as it is a cylinder.
Ah.
Think of a round cylinder from where it's at. So if you're above it in a two-story house, if you're in that cylinder range, you're going to hear it too.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I got two more spire updates. Zek is at 32.
Okay.
And Lava Storm is 34.
Now, wait a minute. This is...
Where was the original spires? There was Intonica and Common Lands and Thundering Steps and Nyctulus Forest. And then Feerot, and why do I always forget the other one?
It would be Feerot and...
No. Did I already say Enchanted Lands? Feerot and Enchanted Lands go to the same place.
Okay.
So I'll go check Enchanted Lands since I'm close.
Okay.
So those are the original ones, and then they've added... The one in Zek you can work on, Lava Storm, Everfrost, and Loping Plains. So yeah, in 2 days' time, if you go to all of those, you can end up with quite a lot of tokens.
Oh hell, I got about 120 just last night doing that thing where you pick up the broken pieces.
Mm-hmm. I've got one of each of the things off the token guy and the armor. I know it looks really funky, sort of, sci-fi type thing, but I never know, I might need it for something,
Well,
need to check Loping Plains.
We have a guest this week. We are going to continue our series of Know Your Role and Shut Your Damn Mouth! Know your role and shut your mouth.
Anyway, I didn't know the last part.
Well, yeah, okay. Anyway, as we welcome Spiros. Hope I'm saying that correctly. Oh, where the hell? Yes, we're welcoming Spiros.
Welcome.
With us Greetings. To talk about humans.
Humans?
Humans. So I'm assuming, Spiros, that you play a human.
Yes, I do.
I understand they're a very elusive and mysterious race that no one seems to know anything about.
Yeah, because, everyone is a human, and why would they want to play a human?
Exactly.
So they don't care about us poor humans. But, yes, I know pretty much, I think a lot, mainly about Knights of Truth and Order of Mars, because I was a big fan about that in EverQuest 1. And I try to keep up. I always harass the Delves, getting more lore from them. So fire away.
Fire away. All right. Well, let's talk about humans. So tell me, I have no freaking idea. How do you talk about humans when you are a human as well? Elquin,
it's very tricky.
Elquin, did you have any questions for the human?
They're humans. I don't know.
I honestly.
How does it feel to be of a race that has such a short lifespan compared to all the other races?
Yes, short lifespan, but we get to indulge and love things a little bit more than others. Where some races have limitations, we do not. We can do anything we want, be anything we want to be, without being restricted or held back because we're too weak, not smart enough. So, you know, we get to taste all the pies in the world.
But did you make them too?
Yeah, we can even make them too. Maybe not as good as the hoblins and halflings, but you know.
I do have a question here from Angela Coria, who asks, "How does it feel to be painfully normal?"
Normal, I kind of like it. I think we have the best looks. You know, no birth defects of being too skinny or too large or anything like that. You know, we used to have a vast, you know, kingdom that stretched all over Norath. You know, the Combine, I think it's called, Empire?
Combine, yep.
Yeah, Empire. For many generations, we ruled the entire lands of Norath. So, you know, we've been everywhere, you know, from High Pass Keep to Hinos to Freeport to Lionheart Castle, where I actually come from.
Lionheart Castle, where is that?
I can't tell you exactly where, because, you know, there are people of Freeport listening, and if the Overlord Scum would get this information, he would probably launch an attack against us. So, but it is somewhere out there, and there's a village of Mars, where we train in the ways of the Truthbringer, to show that all that Nathaniel Mars is the true deity, and also his sister.
I just saw him today, too.
Oh, I saw him last night. My group actually made me attack him, and I was very weary. I was like, if I attack him, I'll be stripped.
You can't think of it that way. You're not attacking him, you're trying to snap him out of it.
Yep, well, it's like we're going up and smacking him on the face, but we have to hit him very hard.
At first I didn't realize that, so I was like, I'm going to be stripped of my paladinhood. I didn't want to become like Delir, another, you know, garbage of the world.
Now, we have a question from HUD, who wants to know, what are the human-related races, other than barbarian?
Uterites. They evolved from us long ago. They broke away from us and moved to their... It was Odious, and they evolved higher than us.
I think naming it Odious is rather fitting, but it's actually Otis.
Otis, sorry.
Odious.
The land of eternal stench. Odorous. Sorry.
Oh, God.
I haven't been there, so I haven't learned how to pronounce their land yet.
It's Odys. Odys. The Uridite. Yes.
Anyone that's supposed to mispronounce things, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a human. What do you expect? I'm not, you know, like a high elf that pronounces everything perfectly, or, you know, a dark elf with proper formal rituals, and I'm just a plain human. I just get what I need to get done.
Now, Thule from the Antonio Bell server is correcting our pronunciation. It's supposed to be Erudite.
Erudite? Erudite? Okay. Yes, they are. They're the ones.
The Deodorites? What?
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
How do we say
Erudite?
Erudite. Hey, I can do it.
But we're not talking about erudites. We're talking about humans.
Somebody wanted to know when you turn Ferengi. What's a Ferengi? No, I was kidding.
I have no idea why they think I'm a Ferengi.
You don't have big ears. You know?
Must be the voice and the cheerfulness.
Like no, that's definitely not a Ferengi.
I don't know. Quark was pretty cheerful like you.
Quark was very cheerful only when he had lots of platinum.
Getting back to humans.
Okay. Do humans mate for life, or do they have multiple partners?
Well, coming from the Order of Mars, usually when we pick our mates, they're for life, unless, you know, God forbid they get killed in battle or someone die from natural causes. But when we do decide to, you know, pick someone that is worthy of our love, we give them a flower called the Bride's Promise. I'm not sure if you ever heard of that. I actually have one with me.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. Yeah. Go ahead and link it.
Go ahead and link it in the channel there.
They're pretty.
Now,
those are
men,
for.
Men from the Order of Mars would give this to their bride to show how faithful they are. Whenever they would go out into battle or to fight, you know, Freeport or whoever, our enemies, we always give them a new flower to renew the promise and vows before we, you know, actually get married. To show that we won't leave them, we won't run away, that we'll be there until death.
Now, that's in the Order of Mar. But, you know, you get talking about your average, everyday Joe living on the streets of Freeport. They got women up the wazoo. Hey, well, baby.
That is Freeport. See, they're being corrupted by the Overlord. Soon, hopefully, my order and knights will reclaim our city that is rightfully ours, that has been stolen from us, and show people the proper ways, the proper way to be a human.
Excuse me, I have to do my Lucan laugh now. See, I have to do that once in a while to keep the Freeport folks in line in the chat channel. That way they, you know, they think I am Lucan in disguise. And they so do my bidding.
Do your bidding and not be rebellious and...
Do my bidding! Riding. Members of the Knights of Freeport, I hereby declare that you shall lay down your weapons and surrender to the Kenosians. Do you think they'll buy it?
No.
No? Why not? You're no fun. I think they'll buy it. I think there's somebody stupid enough out there that they're going to buy this.
Throw down their weapons and surrender.
Actually, you know, I actually have to do a Christopher Lloyd, was it? Who the hell was Saruman in Lord of the Rings?
Christopher Lee.
Lee. That's it.
Have to do a Christopher Lee impersonation if I want to get Lucan correct.
There we go.
That's because who it was.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Lee.
There you go. Better.
It would be wise, my friend.
You're slipping into Emperor.
Oh, yeah, the Emperor. So what is up with the Emperor? I mean, he was a human. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, we have Antonica Bale and Lucan Delir, and what are they? They're humans, and they control two of the biggest cities in Norath. What's up with that?
Well, that's because, you know, after the rendering and, you know, all that horrible natural disasters, the only two cities to actually survive intact were the two human cities of Freeport and Kenos. Because our bonds are so, you know, tight with our human ancestors, that we're able to survive, and we have, I believe, out of all the races, not to insult anyone, I would never dare to think of that, but we have the most ingenuity, diversity, and adaptability. You can throw anything at us, and we will survive and overcome it. Hence the reason both our cities pretty went unscathed through the rendering.
Let's see.
Now, the queen rightfully deserves rule, but Lear.
No. Hold on. She is not the queen. Her title is Antonia.
Antonia, yes.
Antonia Bale is her title, not her name. So she is, and she will tell you, she is not the queen. She is a leader, not a queen. Okay, anyway, go on.
She is the rightful leader, while Delir is not.
No, Delir decided that he wanted to steal Soulfire from the Avatar and be a bitch about it.
And steal the city from the Knights of Truth long ago. Mm-hmm. But his day will come where either me or my brothers will run our swords through him and take Soulfire from him and put it where it's supposed to be, protected by the Order of Mar.
Have you considered going back in time?
No. Oh, no, don't do that.
I try not to mess with those kinds of magics.
We can do it. We can go back in time. I have the far back machine.
Yeah.
We'll go back in time.
I've heard some of that, and it didn't turn out.
I'm telling you, this time we can do it.
Yeah, right.
I can see it now. If we go back in time, it ends up being like a really bad Simpsons episode. Oh, I shouldn't have touched that.
Maybe we can set some wrongs right. Maybe send a couple of battalions of Order of Mars right in the city as he was trying to take it over. We'll have the city back normal.
There we go.
There'll be no more riffraff beggars ruling a city.
Just don't go near the stables, okay?
Why not? What happened in the stables?
Oh,
I missed that one.
You missed that one.
Because, you know, that's where Luke and the stable boy started his...
Oh, wait, so you're the one that made him the way he is. Ah.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm
he pushed me!
I'll tell you right now, Missy. I'll show you.
He was wheel, but I couldn't help it. And it was...
So all the suffering of the children of the Truthbringer has... This is caused from someone going back in time and messing with it.
I blame Jeff. He pushed me.
No, I blame you entirely.
No!
Okay.
He pushed me.
Alrighty. So, other human things. Of course, folks, if you have any questions about the human race, by all means, let loose in the chat channel there or send me a private tell. We'll get it on the air. And stuff indeed.
Any questions?
I'm being told that the stream's being a little buggy tonight. I'm going to get out of this guild hall, go back to my house, where I'm sure it's probably less laggy. See, we have a house portal somewhere. That would be the fastest way if there was a house portal. Oh well, maybe not. I don't see one. I'll just gate out the keynotes then. I've got a fly in my room, and I'm getting really tired of this bastard.
Shoot it with your bow. Your ranger, right? You should be able to hit it.
Yeah, that's it. Hold on. Oh, my monitor! Oh! Okay, so we've talked about your mating for life and stuff like that. And of course, we all know that a human gestation period is about a month.
Month?
In game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, no female character in this game wants to be pregnant for more than a month.
Don't blame them.
Pretty much what it comes down to. Unless you're a total sadist with multiple female characters having multiple children. I don't know anyone like that at all. Not going to mention any names. What is that? Getting some feedback there.
It's not me.
I blame the human.
Hey, we get blamed for a lot of things. It's just starting, you know.
Well, you don't
all
get
races.
You don't get blamed as much as the gnomes do.
Well, see, gnomes like to blow things up. We can't kind of ignore that when, you know, a whole building comes down from a bad experiment gone wrong.
Or, you know, the entire moon blows up. You know, that has something to, you know, cause a little attention, you know.
Well, I heard it wasn't them. I heard rumors that a force actually attacked the moon. And then due to that, it blew up. But those are just myths and legends I've heard.
I don't know. There's a lot of there's a lot of theories, a lot of speculation, a lot of, you know, rampant diabolical things, really.
Well, hopefully with us combining all the spires into connecting them, maybe we can go back up there and see what went wrong.
No, I have forbidden the dev team from going back to the freaking moon.
It's still intact.
No.
It's in pieces chunk of it. Up there.
I know. It's not like... So now there's more of it. It's more fun.
No, I...
But you can see the guts of the planet kind of blew it out.
I have spoken to the dev team, and I have told them not to go back to the freaking moon.
What are you going
to
do? Spank them?
Yes.
So what they're going to do now is they're going to go to the other moon. And then from there, they're going to go to the old moon.
Wait, don't tempt me. I will take Hrothgar and put him over my knee.
Come on, you didn't like the moon the first time? Now it's going to be like tropical conditions all the time. Nice and hot. Get a suntan.
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit of lava bath.
All they would have to do is just copy and paste Lava Storm up there.
There
Let's
you
make
go.
It all white.
With no oxygen.
There's probably some oxygen left up. I mean, it's in, like, what, three pieces? That can't lose all the oxygen.
Its guts are spewing out across the heavens. It has no atmosphere up there whatsoever anymore.
Never know.
Oh, I don't want to find out.
Well, if there's no atmosphere, that means there was a Sishar, whatever they call them.
Sizar.
Oh, just running rampant up there. So that's even more of a reason to go up there, because you can't let that race.
You know what? You know,
I don't think there's any gravity left up there too, you know?
You know what? I had enough with the Shizar back on Lugan. I think we leave them there. We will leave them there, and I'll be very happy for that. Okay, back to humans. Rites of passage. rites of passage, wielding your first sword, perhaps even joining the Kinos Guard or something like that. Tell us about that.
Well, I can tell you, on the perspective of the Knights of Valor and Order of Mars, that we have a very strong rites of passage. The night before a human male becomes, I guess, a man, you would call it, he has to sit in the Chapel of Valor and pray to the Truthbringer.
And he's surrounded by a dozen naked women. And the
69 naked women.
69 virgins. And he has to maintain a flaccid penis during this whole event, or he fails.
Chop it off.
Or he fails. Oh, what? Dude!
Say a eunuch?
Dude, seriously.
Can't keep it up for 69 virgins? Come on now. You gotta populate. We're humans, we have to. There's always a war going on. There's always a war that someone starts that we have to, you know, clean up and take care of.
Oh, brother.
But no, serious note, we actually, for my order, you send a knight, you know, asking for guidance from the Truthbringer, wisdom, you know, and then a day after that, it's, you know, his father will come to him, give him his new sword, you know, give him an oath. Usually the oath is, you know, defend the helpless, do no wrong, speak the truth, even if it means your death. And once it's done, the boy is slapped across the face, because usually, you know, by then they're dozing off or being a human, not paying attention. Very youngins, humans as teenagers, like to stray. So you must keep them in line sometimes, give them good smacking, make sure they're paying attention and remember what is said, so they'll never forget it.
Okay, you heard it from the speaker of the humans. The next time you come across a human on the street, smack him! Hey, you're paying attention! Oh, what was that for?
Does it say where we get to smack them?
Across the face. You don't want
to,
you know.
Well, the shorter races might not be able to reach up that high. What about them? I mean,
then kick
them
in the knee. How's that?
Okay. You got it, gnomes and halflings out there and dwarves. You can. The shins are game. Open game for you.
Or get a bench and stand on the bench or a box and you're set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so far you've been talking about humans as all being, you know, aligned with Mithilmar. What about those out there who are necromancers and wizards and other sundrious things?
Rangers.
Well, you can start on those. Let's see. A lot of necromancers I know, even though I do not talk to them because that'd be sacrilege against. They usually align with either hate. Or they pick a neutral god, like, was it Sol Rol as a neutral? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For necromancy.
Solozak.
Yes. Solozak, yes. For neutrality. Now coming back with the new healer god, that was the original one, what was her name? I forget.
What, Roset?
Yeah, I know a lot of necromancers in-game that I've talked to have allied with her, because she gives eternal life.
Him.
Him, sorry.
I know, it's really hard to tell since they're alien looking.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, eunuch all the same.
Yeah, I never could figure that one out.
Mm. Plus, I do not know much about them because they're, in my mind, they're evil. So I try not to gain too much knowledge about them because that might make me wander a dark path, which I do not want to go down.
Okay, we're thinking you might be thinking about Anashti Sul.
Yes, Anashti Sul.
Okay, so not Narok Broadset Knife.
No, not Anashti Sul.
Okay, Anashti Sul, sorry about that. Now, Angela Coria is telling me that they should give female Erudites wigs. I disagree. I think they look hot like that. But, you know,
that's what happened when they evolved. Their brain's mass got so much larger that the hair just fell out.
I thought it was because their heads got so hot that fried the hair.
That too. All that brain power, you know.
He's cooking it.
What?
What else can we say about the humans? You've done your homework. What is it about the humans you want to convey?
That we are fair and just, even though some humans make us look horribly wrong. Like Delir, the Everlings, I believe they were humans, right? Or once humans.
Everling.
Yep.
So, there's a lot of humans out there that have given us a bad name. That not all of us, like, you know, the loyal people of Kinos, Antonio Bale, Just Ruler, Baden Cauldron, Ruler of the Prophet for Valor, another valid human, valorous human, that not all of us are evil, even though we usually get the rep of being evil or that we're just and noble, or we can be. See, that's the difference between a lot of races. Some races is just either pure evil, pure good. We have a choice as being a human to be whatever we decide. Sometimes that could be our downfall. Too much choice can, you know, obviously, look at Delir. He became an overlord ruler that needs to be killed, but...
So in other words, when you first see a human, you should let them, you know, introduce themselves before you automatically label them. Because they could either or.
Read the book. Do not judge the cover of the book. First, let them open up to you.
Most of the times when I meet humans, I'm standing downwind of them. Just kidding. Uh-huh.
The play tell them to jump in a river or a lake to refresh themselves.
That's better. Do you think that humans have a harder time turning away from evil? Do you think they're easier to seduce to the evil side?
Yes, because all humans hunger power. More than some races. And sometimes take the expedient route means going down the dark path or the evil route. And for us, it's easier to make choices when it comes down to that because we're so free-willed and diverse.
I know Lyra is dying to know. Did you guys already ask if humans like Frostfell?
What is the human take on Frostfell?
It's nice to have once a year. Lay back, you know, go out in a nice, lovely land and party, but year-round could be too much. Thank God it's only, a few months? I think I would get frostbite if I was out there all the time.
Well, you're not supposed to be out there all the time without insulated gear.
Yes, but know how much insulated gear I have? Wearing full plate gets very cold.
A little chafing, don't you think?
Yes. And then if you get some water on it, then next thing you know, it's getting frozen together, you can't move. Makes it very different.
Chestnuts roasting by an open fire. Never mind.
The Tir Dal. Now, that's an interesting question.
The question was, what do humans think of the Tir Dal?
Yes. Depends. I mean, depends what, you know, how they are. Most humans try to get along with everyone. I mean, that's another thing. We're blessed with. We can pretty much get along with everyone. Or we try to. Now, Tir Dal are very hateful, but I've met a very few that are not so hateful and that actually choose their route of being a paladin. and being very noble. So it all depends on the Tyrdal and how they present themselves to the human. I mean, I know Tyrdals that I'm very close with and have alliances with. And then I know Tyrdals that I see them on site and I want to kill them.
Well, I am friends with... I am actually friends with quite a few Tyrdals. So I would have to say that not all of them are bad.
Yes. Now, back in the days when I was on the Venacor server, there was a few guilds that were very evil Tyrdals. And it actually once tried to raid and kill the icon, the Valor in Common Lands.
Avatar,
that's the word I'm looking for. Avatar of Valor. But at the time, my guild, a mere 20, we rode up behind them, all below level 50, and took out all the healers and slayed them before they could actually finish the job. Which is very noble for us because we were outnumbered, you know, 2 groups, 4 groups, and they were with a 20 levels difference, and we were still able to defeat them because humans were able to get the job done when necessary, especially when it's protecting people that we care or feel that deserves our loyalty.
It sounds like humans are a very passionate race, too.
Yes, we can be very passionate. As a prophet, I mean, look at the 2 prophets, one for love and valor, the humans, and they're very passionate about what they do.
I follow Irolis Mar only because she's the goddess of the hunt, too.
Yes. And it makes me sad to find out that she's been slain, or temporarily slain.
That's the great debate, currently.
Yeah, because at the end of the... At the end of the script there, Nathaniel does shatter the glass top casket and release her essence. So, who knows? Maybe it'll come back as Illarisi Mar could be named as another deity.
I personally think...
What?
Well, worshipable deity, you mean?
Yes.
I personally think if everyone shows more love in Noreth, that she'll come back.
Well, all I can say is for anyone that has seen Jethel lately, Jethel is wearing all black until as a sign of mourning. So we're wearing all black until Illarisi is reborn somehow or brought back, and the tag of Illarisi Mar has been removed from over my head.
But, hon, you shouldn't mourn her so too much. I mean, that's the whole point of why we went into the Shard of Love, is to remove the sorrow and the mournfulness. I mean, Mithilmar's been there, you know, locked away. He's locked himself away with her body because he was so heartbroken and full of sorrow. So much sorrow that it tainted the Shard. Mm. So, don't mourn her too deeply.
Yeah, it shouldn't be... This shouldn't be mourning. It should be rejoice, because now she's free.
She's free. Her essence is free now. I mean, that's even it. Nathaniel is upset at himself when he finally smacked the sense into him.
Yes, everyone in my order wears a black belt to honor her. Or not honor, but pay tribute to her death and remember that she did not die in vain. Without her sacrifice, our deity would be slain, or even worse, captioned again.
She took one for her brother.
Yes. Out of love.
I was really glad to see Nathaniel Mar the way he is. He looks like he's supposed to. I guess the way it's been explained is that the avatar that shows up in the Common Land is just a representation of him, and what we're seeing in the Shard of Love is the true God.
Yes. Well, it's a clean-cut version of him, Avatar.
Yeah, young, and I was like, it's cute, but it's not, you know, the God of Valor that I remember.
Just remember, he may look cute, but when he unleashed his lions of valor, it just wiped that whole raid out in a heartbeat.
They were doing that over the weekend. I kind of hung back and watched for a while and snickered.
He is no avatar to mess with. I believe out of all of them, I believe he is the hardest.
And they gave it a good shot. I will commend that pickup group. I don't know who it all was, but I know Shard was in it. I was giving her a bad time because a friend of ours, Clump, is a ogre paladin who is deeply devoted to Mar. And if he found out that Shard was out there smacking around Valor, I'm pretty sure he'd be a little shocked.
See, that's why I like... That's why I like the RP Venacor server, because when people try to do that, you can stop them.
Yeah, that's the one advantage.
You don't have to play nice with Freeports, Freeportians. You can go kill them ahead.
Alright. Yeah.
I have a true Spire listing.
A what?
A true Spire listing of what percentages they all are.
Okay.
Okay, of course, Ontonica is done. The Common Lands is at 91%, which means that the named has already spawned. For what I believe, at 30 and 90%, something shows up. The next one on the list would be Loping Plains, coming in at 62%. So it looks like that's the next target for people on our server. Following in no particular order because they're so close. Lava Storm, 34. Everfrost, 38. Zek, 32. After that, Enchanted Lands is coming in at 25% done. Nariak and Thundering Steps is, 19%? And the last one, and I know why, because it's really extremely hard to find stuff in Feerot, is only at 9%.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I went out there and I had not been out there before. And it took me the longest to find stuff out there. It's the foliage.
Yeah, that could pose a problem.
Well, it seems like all the items that you need to pick up, the pieces of the spire, is usually in an area that's not as high level as the rest. And then the mobs that you fight, same thing. But there's really no good open spaces out there for places to be, for things to show up. Found some along the river. I don't know. I was searching all over and it took me longer out there. So I think that's probably going to be the last spire up out of all of them. So there you go.
Well, what happens
Loping
when they
Plains,
all link
people. Huh?
Would there be a giant boss when they all link together somewhere?
I have no clue. If that's the case, then I would say Feerot, since it's so low, will probably be the place to be when things get done. They're saying it's the same quest in all the zones. You can grab the quest there and finish them in other zones. Yes, you can. That was one of the things I noticed, but... I don't know. So Loping Plains is the next place after the Common Lands hits 100.
Alright. Of course, that's on the Antonia Bale server.
Antonia Bale server. Now, Delmon said what Spire hit 100, and I forgot which one it was. It hit 100 and reset, so I don't know.
Reset?
It reset.
Oh, no.
So I don't know.
Someone didn't plug it back in right?
I guess. I don't even care to be out there when one of them pops, because I know if some Uber Guild's going to swoop in and get them again.
Oh, well, what can you do?
I'm
I can imagine the chaos on the PvP service trying to get that mob.
Oh, Lord.
It's definitely, if you like PvP, now's the time to do it. But. So, have you two ever tried the PvP servers, or?
No. I get ticked off enough when someone sneaks up behind me and, starts working a node that I'm trying to harvest. I can't imagine, you know, walking around and there's someone coming over here and kicking my ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of, they never really fixed that, where you'll be mining, and they'll get like four or five, if they're a ranger or anything with a range attacks, they'll get like four or five shots on you before you can quickly turn around and get them.
Mm-hmm.
It's very annoying. At least when I mined. I always had a problem, you know.
Yeah, I can't imagine myself, anyway, being on a PvP server. I would just get too upset with it.
Well, some people enjoy that extra edge. I mean, Grimwell is a PvP. He likes the PvP. I've done PvP, but only, I guess, you know, what they call Care Bear PvP, like off of WoW, where if I decide I'm going to PvP, I go attack, yeah. And I'm in PvP mode up to a point. I mean, if I decide I don't want to be PvP anymore, I remove myself from the area and I cool down and I'm back to PvE, mm-hmm. You know? And I think that's what they call Care Bear PvP.
Yeah, it's a little bit more cutthroat.
Yeah, because it's not... You're not living on the edge all the time. Every time you turn around, somebody could be killing you and stuff. And
it's not so bad, but once you hit 80, that's when it's really cutthroat, because then, you know, you're pretty fair game for everyone, and you get those... I'll be like... one time I was in the Common Lands, and I had like a times 4 of 30s attack me at level 80. It was pretty hilarious, but...
There's a level 80, let's get him! You turn into a raid.
Yeah, well, they messed with the wrong paladin, because I just have all my AoEs, so I'm just like AoEing and dying left and right, and had my horse up, so I was able to get away.
Nice.
That's funny.
Raid. But the worst is forgetting to take your money off and going out and dying and losing like 10 platinum. Never happened to me yet, but I've had, you know, creeps where I've killed, and they drop like 20, 30 platinum per person in the group.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh. Can assassins pickpocket on a PvP?
I think they did for a while, but I think they took that away.
Boo.
Because when PvP first came out, assassins were the best to do it, and then they changed the meter, where you can see them, like, what, I think 15 meters away or something like that, where they actually just, you see them invisible, which for assassins, completely game over, because you can't set yourself up if they see you.
Now, can they loot items off your body, or just the money?
No, just money. Well, that's in debate. They say that you can get one, it's random, you can get like a treasured item off of it, and there's a rumor going around, there's like a 99% chance that they can get a legendary or fabled, but I've never seen it happen.
Huh.
This is gear that's attuned to you.
No, gear that's not attuned to you. So whatever you have in your bags.
Oh.
That's not no trade or attuned already.
Wow.
But like I said, I've heard that you can get masters and legendary, but... Yeah, but these people can insist that that's still that same way, that it's not just treasure anymore.
Hmm.
But I've yet to see it happen.
So as a human, you enjoy that extra edge, right?
Oh, a human, man. It's the best. Rolling up there, a paladin, human, my whole group, we usually kick some butt. Especially with, I have my mythical. A human paladin with the mythical is just the best thing you can have.
In shiny armor?
In shiny armor. Yeah, that's the problem. Everyone's like, stupid human, wear some dark clothing, green clothing, so you don't stand out. But nope, I have my shiny, silver-looking armor, and I stand out.
What's the best we send you out there first? You blind them.
Exactly. Well, we're the targets, usually. They see a paladin, and they're like, kill the paladin.
So. The shiny one! Get the shiny one!
But as a human, with all the cool abilities we get or used to have, it was entertaining. But that's what, you know, you gotta remember, humans did evolve from barbarians, so we took their best traits and then improved on it, you know what I'm saying? Like their strength and the, you know.
Humans evolved from barbarians? Not the other way around?
Humans evolved from barbarians.
I did not know that. I was unaware of such thing.
Humans are generally more refined than the northern ancestors. That's what makes them different.
Yeah, I'd like to see you go to Hollis and say that. They'll kick your ass.
What do you mean we're not What do you mean we're not refined?
I would never dare say to a barbarian, because that's just asking for a bar fight.
Are humans biased against Ratongas?
They're interesting. They're kind of like, you know, I had a few Ratonga follow me around. It's kind of, it's weird, because a lot of them are skittish, so when I turn around, they get frightened away because either I'm very blinding to them, or... And then they follow me again because they're curious because I'm so shiny.
Oh, yes, it's shiny.
That's so it's like, why they want you. You're shiny. Yeah,
exactly.
Must get the shiny.
So usually
you're
when...
shiny.
When I see one, I take my armor off so I don't, you know, have them follow me for too long, and I just start talking to them, and a lot of times they run away or they try to kill me.
Well, that's always a nice medium.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of there's very few Ratonga on the Venacore server that are actually good law-abiding citizens of Kinos.
Is there such a thing as a law-abiding Ratonga? I'm not sure about that.
I met a few. Hmm. It takes a lot of control for them, and usually they take something and they have to give it back and apologize, but...
Yeah, I think we're going to take a little bit of a music break here.
Okay.
And we'll be back in about 15 minutes with more of the Gentle Silverwing Show. We're talking with Spiros about Human. Okay, and we are back. Back with Spiros. We're talking about humans. So, Spiros, I know you did a little research while we were off the air there. What new and exciting things have you learned about the human race that you'd like to share with us?
That we've spread all across Nor'ath. No matter what challenges we present ourselves, we're able to adapt, like, you know, up in Hollis or... down from Freeport to Kinos to pretty much wherever. We've been to the moon. We're just typically a race you can't get rid of. We're kind of like, you know, bunny rabbits. You know, we breed quicker than other races. You can't get us down. Also, during the age, a lot of things we have caused. Like, for example, the lycanthropy in Open Plains was actually caused by a Kinos mission in the Underdark that people got infected and brought it back. So yes, a lot of reasons why humans get blamed for stuff, because we like to tend to meddle with things we shouldn't be meddling with.
Do not meddle in the affairs of dragons, because you are crunchy and taste good with ketchup.
Oh, we learned that one a long time ago with the sleeper.
I was there when the sleeper awoke on the Illyrisium R server.
Yeah.
Not that I was in the raid. I was in one of the zones that the sleeper came out and beat the shit out of.
Oh, so was I. I remember that day.
I was in the Eastern Wastes, minding my own business. All of a sudden, what the hell is that? Ah! Dead. Found out later on that it was a sleeper. The only mob in the EQ1 that could actually cross zone lines. Thanks, appreciate it. Thanks, guys. I happened to be hunting right outside of Sleeper's tomb when that happened.
Yeah, actually, on my server, it actually went through about 20 of the zones before it finally crashed the whole server because it couldn't handle it. So we didn't all die. And it actually, the guild that did it was United We Stand. It was actually all human guild. And it was kind of funny because, you know, talking about how humans always meddle with things, and when they did that, no one ever invited them on raids anymore. Because they did it with only half a raid. Nice. Thinking they could take it. And, they wiped out.
Oh, wow.
So. Does anyone have any questions for me that they want answered?
Questions about the human race. It can be anything. What do you think of peanut butter?
Peanut butter. I don't like peanut butter.
You don't? Why not? What
the hell?
It's
about
wrong?
The fluff.
Oh, okay.
As in fluff and utter.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the best stuff in the world. That is some jump jump high, and you're all good to go.
I know everybody's got a burning question.
What burning question would that be?
Do humans just do it missionary, or do they get creative?
We do it. We like to do it doggy style.
So shouldn't it be called human style?
Well, human style, you know. No, because then, you know, you don't know, when you say human style, they're like, what are you talking about? You know, they're thinking, you know, a human that's all dirty and all that stuff, you know, having, you know, getting down. You gotta use... doggy's term, because then they all, oh, dog, okay, I got it. Because, you know, some races think that, you know, humans are nothing but, you know, the same level as a dog.
Oh, no.
Because we're not intelligent enough, we don't live long, you know. Yes, you know, we have short lifespans, we're not as smart, but we know how to party. So.
Do they like the disco, too?
Disco's alright.
They like to rest, they like to party, they like to boogie. I do have an announcement.
Another one?
Yes, we have an announcement here from the OGR channel on the Gux server. Clorny apparently likes peanut butter on his hiney.
TMI.
TMI there, my friend.
Is he a Rotunga?
Rotunga's smeared in peanut butter. No, that would be Nikki. Oh. They can tell.
Okay. That's a Karen snack, you know.
Oh, Angela Coria has a question. Why do humans find elves so alluring?
Alluring?
Alluring.
Just look at them. They're so... It's just elves. I mean, a lot of humans... The way they look, the how they act, it's just... They're like, above us. Not above us, but, like, they're prestige. They're more refined. Compared to a human, which, you know, makes them want to be around them, want to be with them, you know. Not because they're smarter than us, just they're more, I guess, civilized, and they've been around longer, so they know how to do things a little better than humans. One of the downsides of being human.
Well, yeah, you do have that short lifespan.
You don't have time to refine things, to appreciate things to the fullest values of elves and other races that live longer.
And we have a question here from Katrina from the Antonio Bale server, who wants to know, what is your obsession with erotica?
Erotica?
What's with the porn?
Not too much of an obsession, just, you know, fine art.
Did humans start porn?
That I do not know.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that the gnomes started it, because they started the first recording devices.
Yes, so they would have to be them.
I blame them.
Gnome porn. We do. It looks like we do actually have a serious question. Yusrock on the Antonio Bale server would like you to tell us about the Order of Mars Fist.
Okay, the Orders of Mars Fist. Another splinter group of the first incarnation at Valimar's Keep in Commonlands. When that was abandoned, they went to a more fortified structure. Which was, I believe they called it originally the Fist of Mars, before it became known as Befallen. Now, they were mainly a bunch of monks, but they also had, you know, paladins. You know, usually when you know, when any in our incarnation of the Truthbringers, you know, not personal truth, but followers, usually has monks, clerics, paladins. It's all mixed together. But they had their fortress, I believe it was called the Fist of Mars, in the Commonlands, that was a grand keep. There was many monks in there. If you look it up, the Fist of Mars actually had a lot of their followers were monks.
Hmm. We do have a comment from our good friend Domino, the trade skill developer, who has a comment that we've already covered. What's with humans having a monopoly on ruling Kinos and Freeport? But she also says that the halflings could be doing a much better job.
Well, because they're better cooks. You know, they're good with their money, you know.
I don't know about the halflings possibly doing a better job. than the humans. Perhaps a tastier job.
And I think we've been doing good so far. We kept our city in one piece, not overrun by shadows or evil eyes or undead.
And you know, you have to look at it this way. She says that the halflings could be doing a much better job. Well, look what happened to Rivervale. It's kind of overrun now, isn't it?
That's what he was talking about. Overrun yeah. with evil eyes and
yeah.
Well, they're overrun by shadow men and not shadow men, but I believe that shadow. What is it called? I remember the names, llamas and all that stuff. But that's only half their city. They still got the other side. You know, by the the bar, which is that's all you really need is just a bar.
The fool's gold.
Yes, the fool's gold.
You know, that was the battle cry, you know.
What?
You know, as different things were invading Rivervale, you know darn well, they were just like, protect the bar!
Well, come on, it has the most important things, the ale and the Jum Jum pies.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta protect that.
So they protected the farms and the bar and let everything else pretty much go.
That's true. That's all that's left out there anymore.
And they're all sitting out there going, well, we have a Jum Jum, and we have a bar. I think that's good enough. Got food and ale. That's good enough for most races, I've noticed.
We got a question. What was the secret crusade Knights Jews went upon?
The secret crusade the true Knights of Mar went upon when Lucan tried to trick them.
The secret... Well, that's obviously been passed on, right? It's about the two swords of destiny. They wanted to make sure that was one part of it. They wanted to make sure they obtain them to make sure they're not getting evil hands. Because I believe, I forgot his name, one of the knights that originally found Soulfire had a vision that if Lucan Delir got the sword, and I think they even pass it on later on when you do the Soulfire quest. You get the same vision of undead overrun Freeport.
Undead Freeport. I could write a song about that.
But not all of it has been divulged about what exactly went on during that secret case, because the way the Order of Mars works, they only give parts of the information to each knight, so not one knight has the full details. I think they learned that in the past when they went on the Crusade of Tears, and they gave out too much information to too many people, and it kind of backfired in their faces when them losing the city. They weren't even successful in that crusade. They came back defeated, pretty much. So. Plus, it's also a good way to make sure too many secrets don't get loose, because the years of Delir are all over the place.
Damn that Delir.
I do have another question for you.
Go for it.
Okay.
Why do humans look so shiny in their armor compared to other races which aren't so shiny?
I never noticed that.
I never noticed that either. Well, obviously we have to upkeep our armor, because we're always running all over the place. But, as a knight in the Order of Mars, we tend to keep our armor at pristine quality. Just, keep ourselves looking good, well-trimmed, well-fit, to always be ready for anything.
Okay. What else can we talk about when we talk about humans?
Well, what they were doing is they're wondering if it's a paladin thing or something.
Well, paladins tend to make sure their gear is more pristine than all us. It's because we are representative of something that's true and good. So they run around in rusty armor wouldn't be a good representation of that. Of that pureness, of that devotion.
And they want to know if there were any frog locks on the crusade.
That I'm not aware. If there were, there might have been. All I know from the Crusades, what information could be retrieved, that the Order not the order, the Knights of Truth, will launch the crusade in Fedor because of the cantrophy had been exposed during a Quizonian mining expedition into the Underfoot and begun to plague north, so they were trying to stop that from getting too, you know, spread out. So they launched as many knights as they could, leaving Freeport with just a handful of troops to police the city and protect it. Hence the reason Valir was able to gain control, because he had to. He didn't have a choice, unfortunately, to just rely on the knights. He had to bring in mercenaries to help defend, because while that happened, the orcs kept getting more and more aggressive outside in the common lands and started to assault the city daily. So what most knights of the order believe, that is the downfall of Valir, when he started to hire mercenaries. And there's even rumors going around saying that he actually let certain prisoners go that did like white collar crimes in the city and put them into the militia just so he can bolster his ranks, so he would be able to defeat the orcs in the common lands.
Leave it to Delir to hire a riffraff.
Well, in some ways I agree and I disagree, because he needed to protect the city and keep, you know, what he believed the city was about in peace, and without the proper troops, everything that Knights of Truth worked for would be taken away by the orcs. But also, the method he did it was his downfall. I mean, it's fine hiring mercenaries of good, you know, but to release some prisoners and have them be introduced into the army?
Not a good thing.
Yes. But also, there's rumors going around that he wasn't even a paladin, that it was all just a ruse that he gave to the Knights of Truth. Because originally, when they found him, to become a member of the Knights of Truth, you had to have noble blood somewhere in your line. And he was, I think, the first exemption of that, because his skills as a warrior and his mind were so great that originally he was supposed to be a sentry of Aurelis. But all the positions were full, so they inducted him into the Knights of Truth because of his skills. But,
See, so it wasn't my fault.
Yeah, right. I've heard that before.
Well, he was an orphan, so he lived a hard life before Dunshire took him in. Because he was nothing more as a streetler at when they first met him.
Hmm.
And actually, the area he was supposed to be was a Sentry of Passion, which is one of the elite guards of Knights of Truth and the Priests of Mars. They were, you know, the ones that guarded any sacred lands that the Priests of Mars controlled. And they were donned in blue capes with silver armor, and they had crossbows slung on their backs with also a two-handed hammer. So.
Oh, we just had an interesting thing happen game mechanic-wise, announced in the channel here. You can now actually do a set player race space and then human, and then it comes up saying you cannot use this command without a race change potion.
Ooh.
So it looks like they are working on it. Who knows, maybe the next update to the station cache thing, we don't know, but they are working on it apparently. Okay, well, Lucan, asshole from the start. Alright.
Hey, all I know is when everybody yelled that Lucan was about, we all ran. If you were out in the common lands.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Or somebody would pull him into EC Tunnel. Those are the old days, though.
The old, good old days.
Now, that's, it wasn't Lucan.
Yes, it was.
No.
You sure?
Lucan was in Freeport, not the common lands.
Well, who's
you're,
the
you're
one
talking that... about Slate.
Sorry, right. Yeah, Sergeant Slate.
Okay.
You're talking Slate. About Slate.
Isn't he his cousin or something?
I don't know the lore.
No,
behind
he
it.
Was, his family was a noble line, which he was given. At first, he became. You know, he was out in Comlands, but through the ranks, he earned respect. And actually, I believe he became a mayor or landowner of a province or land of Freeport after that. Before he passed on.
Yeah, maybe they shoved him into EC Tunnel.
But he was very mean, just like, you know, Delir.
I've learned of something fun.
Fun. Okay,
yeah. I mean, they were playing with it earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Do a cute mode 2.
I didn't know there were more than one cute mode.
Cute mode 2 and 3. Have fun. Oh, in order to remove them, just type the same thing again.
Oh, jeez. So cute mode 2 increases the size of your hands, feet, or actually, I should say it just shrinks your body.
Can you do all three at the same time?
So let's see. Cute mode 3.
Yep, sorry, just shrinks your body down.
Okay, so cute mode 3 increases the size of your head.
Well, no, what Cute Mode 3 does is it takes and shrinks you down all over. With a big head. It actually shrinks you down.
Who would want to play like this?
Mentally ill people? I don't know. You turn into a bobblehead.
When you're drunk, maybe?
You know, it's just...
good entertainment?
It's stuff like this that just makes you think that the dev team just has way too much time on their hands.
That would have a 12-year-old girl running it, and they think that that would be cute.
Well, I know there's cute mode 1, which just makes your head big. You turn into a bobbly head. But I didn't know about cute mode 3 and 4. That's funny. I couldn't play like that for very long. Without going.
No, I couldn't imagine doing that.
So, if all the other races were to turn around and discover that the human race was gone, what would you want the other races to remember the most about humans? What would be the legacy of humans?
Legacy of humans. Well, it would kind of be a double play, but our will to survive, obviously we wouldn't be alive. But there's a lot of good things that come from humans, between the monuments that we built, like the, we didn't build them, but we paid to have them built. The Crusader Visage that was built by, actually, I think a gnome. Look that up.
I've noticed that humans tend to have other races build and create things for them.
Yeah. Well, see, we're not really too good with building things, but, you know, we're not afraid to admit that. And, you know, we hire, you know, dwarves, gnomes, you know, to get stuff done, because we want to make sure that our city looks good, too. I mean, during the Age of Turmoils, we actually commissioned a gnome in Freeport to build the Cavalier statues that you see littered all over the Commonlands.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was just such a beautiful, you know, statue that anyone that was a paladin or good of heart saw how valorous it was and wanted to make our city look beautiful to stand for that before, you know, it fell to the dark side.
Dun, dun, dun.
And that's why you see a lot of them out in the Commonlands, because we didn't want to see such beautiful things destroyed, so we dragged them out there so they wouldn't be destroyed.
That took quite a bit of dragon.
Well, some of them, yeah, they're pretty huge. I think our greatest achievement would be probably the Combine Empire, where at one point humans ruled everything, and we lived in, everything lived in peace for a while before everything splintered off and had grudges and
the greed of humans again.
Not just humans, there's the other races too.
But damn you, humans.
A lot of people believe that those grudges were another reason the moon was blown, you know, was destroyed, because they kept the old and held those grudges.
We all know the gnomes did it.
I don't think it was gnomes. I don't think they would... I think gnomes, they have limits and boundaries. They know when not to do certain things to that extent. Because, you know, to blow up a, you know, a building or a structure or anything, but to blow up a moon, that's just like, if I was that gnome, I would not want to be around.
You know, you're going to have an army of gnomes at your door. Going, knock it off, we didn't do crap.
Well, like I said, I don't believe that. That's what everyone keeps saying. I believe it was just a jealous guy that didn't like what was going on and sent his army up there. And
we'll never know. Somebody decided to
blow. Well, that's why we need to send an expedition up there to find out the truth.
Oh, no.
After we find Velia.
I'll go in boat 2 and go up, okay? We'll go up in cute mode 2. We'll put little fish tanks over our heads.
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, I can definitely do without that.
What, the fish tanks over your heads?
Yeah, I'm good without that, I think.
It'd be some gnomish apparatus device.
Fish tank.
What was your inspiration for making the fish tank above your head hat?
Well, I tell you, my fish were getting lonely. So I decided to bring them with me wherever I went. This one's named Harold.
I just thought of something. I'm going to go outside in cute mode 2 and look at a Karen.
Oh, God.
Probably a giant furball.
Well, let's see. I don't have to go far to do that. Let me see here. Cute mode 2.
2 is the funniest, I think, because you got these great big
clues. This is so wrong. This is so wrong. It isn't funny.
I wonder what a Sarnak would look like. That would be interesting.
Find a human to look at too.
Yeah, this cute mode thing's gotta go.
I look really funny on my horse this way. I'm gonna get off my horse. It's because it's cuter this way. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, the frog locks.
How they look?
Like a tadpole.
Oh god.
Great big head, little body. I can't find a Karen, I'll have to go look around.
There's always a Karen right outside my house, actually.
It's just hilarious. Well, no, it's not hurting anybody else. Nobody else can see you this way.
True.
And it's really funny to watch the guards walk around like that.
Are the guards in cute mode too?
Use ourselves. Humans look pretty funny. I'm looking at one of the keenest guards right now, and he's human. And
well, that's easy enough to see. Just get the Halloween hat of Dulir and put that on. Same thing.
God.
You know, Dulir's a crossdresser.
Oh, definitely. Well, he's not even human anymore. That's the worst part. He gives us a bad rap. Because he should have been dead centuries ago.
Yeah, he's a jackass. Anyway. By the way, I have a thing. What is it with these new achievements?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm just seeing here, Dalar achieves, earned the achievement, biggest winner. What is all this about? Do you get a new title or something?
No, it's just an achievement.
Who has the biggest,
But what's the point of them?
For the same exact reason, who has the biggest, leave it blank, contest? Because some of them are just silly.
I don't know.
Biggest loser is if you roll a one.
Yeah.
You get an achievement for giving 10 hugs.
What?
Yeah.
If I go around right now and give 10 hugs to different PCs.
No. Yeah, PCs. Player characters.
Okay, let me try this.
Let's see, where's mine?
Okay, I just hugged someone. Is there a time limit?
No, you just gotta hug 10 people.
Not NPCs, but just PCs.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go back into the Mystic Alliance. I'm sure there's still 10 people logged in there. Angela Corey is saying that there's 10 and then 100 and 1,000.
Wow. Someone gives 1,000 hugs?
Yeah, there is, I guess, maybe. I don't know, this is just being friendly, and you get 5 points for 10 hugs.
I know some of the stuff you get armor, like appearance armor. Like, my friend finished the Kunark one, and he had like a whole set of armor. Appearance armor.
What did he have to do?
I think he had to do a certain number of quests or kill people. I'm not sure. He did it before, so he logged on after the patch and he had all his armor in his thing.
Exploration Kunark. Let's see.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, different ones do give out different things.
Oh, yeah?
Kunark.
Yeah, there's 18 people in this guild hall. I'm going to go ahead and give 10 of them a hug and see what the heck happens. So, those of you in the Mystic Alliance who are wondering what the heck I'm doing, just never mind me.
It's an awfully friendly ranger.
There's 3. 4. 5. 6. Oh, I should have to target her there. 6. 7. Gonna find more people that I haven't hugged already. They're all looking at me like I have a, freaking arrow sticking out of my head or something.
Well, you are a wood elf, right? So, you're very friendly.
Yeah. What the hell is he doing? Now I don't remember what number I'm up to. That's all right. I'm just kidding here. Living in Antarctica. Just being friendly.
Okay, what's up?
10 is friendly. Now, did that give me anything, or did I just get a little announcement?
It just gave you the little announcement and stuff.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, there's
I do have a new title on my list. I'm sure that's from doing the Shard of Love, though.
Yeah, the Avenger of Love, something like that.
I have Love's Champion, actually. Which I think is fitting for Jessel. So I'll wear that one. Okay, Truefly is telling me that there is a list of these things in our quest journals somewhere.
In the quest journal, there's its own tab, achievements.
Oh, I see.
It tells you what you completed and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the slayers.
Oh, alright.
And gives you dates when you got certain ones, or the recent ones.
Yeah.
You know, heaven forbid I actually, you know, like, read a patch note.
Say, it's their idea to make, you know, who has the biggest, you know, penis contest.
Achievements.
I know, I got a title for Rogue.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I got Love's Avenger for doing something.
That was the shark.
That was what?
That was for Shard of Love.
Oh, I see. And there's one for doing the dungeons, I guess. Kizil's Conqueror. And apparently, I've done Kizil's Conqueror, though I'm not sure what the heck that has done for me. Well, what do these things do?
Well, some of you get stuff.
Sometimes you get titles. Like, I got a robe. I got a, well, not a robe, but it's a green outfit for something. I forgot what now.
Huh.
If you go to the EQ2 forums under community, you will find a listing by, hang on, I'm waiting for that to come up. Let me go back. Xalmat.
Now what about it?
His name. That's his name.
Okay.
How would you say that?
Spell it again.
Xalmat.
Well, I have no idea. Anyway, what about it?
Well, he's done a EQ2 achievements. He's compiled it. Basically, you can go through and see all the different achievements that you can get, how many points they are. Down under Triumphs, you can see where some of them give you rewards. Like Champion of Rogue, complete heroic achievements in the Desert of Flames. And you get Rogue Achievements Armor Crate.
Huh.
Zalmat. Zalmat is how they're saying I should say it. Zalmat.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Something about the Shattered Lands. You get a Cloak of Shimmering Faith. Hero of Farsea Supply Division. Complete crafting missions in Shadow Odyssey. And you get a Mystical Negra. Plushie? Wow, I'm going to do that. Hero of the Odyssey. Complete heroic achievements in the Shadow Odyssey. Shadow Achievements Armor Crate. And so forth and so forth. Kunark. There's a robe.
In Kunark, you get a robe and some armor.
Hmm. You get,
well, I'll have to check that out.
So, yeah. See, I don't even know which I got. I've got the robe. Ooh. You can even get a Wooshy Poshy.
A what?
A Wooshy Plushy.
Wooshy. Okay.
Wooshy.
See, what the hell is a Wooshy Poshy?
Wooshy, Wooshy.
And what exactly is that, anyways?
That one is for doing raids in Faedark. In the Faedark, or Faedwear. It's called Triumph Champion of Faedwear. You gotta do Baemong. There's a bunch of high-end NPCs you gotta go after. So Clockwork Dragon Crusher, a couple other ones. You have to go after Wooshy Whacker. Not sure what that is. Maobong's Murderer, Demort's Destroyer, Feldwith's Throne Reclaimer. So if you go kill these guys, then you will get the plushie, I guess. Unless those are instances. So it's just something else to do.
I see. Just stuff.
Just stuff to do.
Hence name EverQuest.
Alrighty, well, we got about 5 minutes left here, folks. Any more questions about humans or human traits, human things?
Glad to answer any of them. Go right ahead. I'll do my best to answer them.
Oh, of course, the eternal question, cake or pie?
I'm kind of a cake person, but a lot of my friends like pie, because you can have pie anytime.
And the cake is a lie.
Well, cake is, you know, for, you know, certain things. Well, pie, you can have pie in the morning, you can have pie at night, you can have pie in the afternoon. Just different kinds of pies, you know, for each, you know. Cake is kind of just dessert.
I don't think, they're saying I should mention flirt with 100 people to you. I don't think there is one for flirt. I haven't seen one.
I bet you there is.
No
idea. Find out.
And they're saying cake is a lie because there's no spoon.
Sure. No.
Okay. So let's see here.
I'm going to cut out and let you two guys close.
Oh, be that way. What are you doing?
I'm going to be that way.
What are you doing?
Stuff.
She has to do the 100,000 flirting, so she doesn't want to be around, you know. When she goes...
So I'm going to say bye, guys. All right. Week.
Anyone you want to shout out to there?
Everybody that knows me and all the people I know.
All righty.
I keep heroes, which hopefully when the merger happens, we'll be raiding again and kicking butt like normal on Venacore server. And on AB, Knights of Valor, let's keep it up and hit level 30 so we can get a guild hall.
Yeah, there you go. That's always a good thing. Of course, I want to give a shout-out to everyone in the Legion of Kithagor, our friends in the Maiden's Fancy. Remember, the Maiden's Fancy is open on Thursdays. Thursdays in Neriac, level Tier 1 Guild Hall. If you are a level 80 Ranger, you can sneak on by the guards. If not, they should have a conjurer up for your transportation needs. Wine, women, dancing, and song. Always a good idea to go to the Maiden's Fancy. Unless, of course, you don't like dark elves, and then you have a real problem. I'm tired. Just something random there. What were you about to say?
I said, some dark elves are okay.
Some are?
Yes.
What about the
rest? Depends if they want to kill me or not. You know, obviously...
Well, That does kind of make a...
Then again, a lot of races want to kill humans, so I'm kind of used to it by now.
Because you're not cool like we are, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, also, I noticed in PvP, the humans are always the first to get targeted or to die.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, it's just the way things are. That, especially if you're an SK human, oh, you're toast.
That's interesting. Back. He went to click on the wrong thing. Alright, I think we're going to go ahead and close this up for the night.
Well, I hope I did the part well.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, like we were talking in the, during the break a little bit there, it's kind of hard, I think, to talk about humans when, in real life, we are humans.
That, and like I said, the Delves don't really do, I mean, they do a lot, but not as much, I believe, as other races, and plus, whatever they have is scattered to the four winds. I mean, one of the first zones they actually designed was actually Lionheart Castle. Well, you know, it was supposed to be strictly, you know, human, Order of Mars, but they cut it out before the release of the game.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Because it was too buggy, yeah. They took, you know, Death Fist Citadel?
Yeah.
Minus all the spikes and skulls and something, you strip that clean, that's what it actually looked like.
Oh.
Because they used that, and they used Death Fist Citadel, Lionheart Castle, and there was another castle I believe was not out released either. They all used the basic skin of the design.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's a little secret I got from one of the devs before he left.
All right, then. Okay, folks, well, that's the show for this week. I'm not sure what the heck we're doing next week. Let me take a look here. Come on, slow computer, let's go. I feel a crash coming on.
Oh, don't want that to happen.
God's sake. Okay, well, my computer's not going to cooperate with me right now. I have no idea what we're doing next week, but next week, tune into the Justice Living Room Show. We're going to have more music mayhem, wonderful times here at the boarding house. No, wait, that's an old Steve Martin. That's good. All right. Good night, everyone. Safe.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.